Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Hour number two.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. We got a lot to do this hour. We'll go start to get into the games a little bit more. We're watching a bunch of live action, some hockey, lots of college and NBA that we're following. We've got some stuff for Friday that we're going to have to look at. And of course, Friday night, we will do all the trimmings, the picks, the preview, the SGPs, everything for the AFC and the NFC title games will come through this week, which is cannot get here fast enough. It is time. Time for Josh Allen to take the next step. Take the next step and send this guy home. Hopefully that can happen on Sunday night. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college basketball, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Hang in there, Denver. Hang in there, Denver. Extend, extend. Up 43-35, Denver. Looking to snap an eight-game losing streak to Oral Roberts. Doesn't get better. Up eight now. Extend, extend, extend. How about that, Carver? How about that?
Like I said, who's the encyclopedia now? You said it. I said it.
We need this hero. Two threes. Could the guy step up?
You know, like, unfortunately, I don't like when that happens. Guy gets two in the first 2 minutes of the game, and now he's gone cold. Does how many has he shot? Is he bricking like 10 of them, or is he just not shooting the ball?
He's 2 of 4. He's only 2 of 6 from the field. I don't know. He's played 8 minutes. Like, what are we doing? No?
He's not playing? Didn't the game just start?
They're at the end of the first quarter. It's got 8 minutes in. Adebayo and Duncan Robinson are in there.
Oh, jeez. All right, hold on. I'm working on several things here.
I know. You're working on this. You're working on that. I don't know.
All right, there you go. All right, I'm actually going to flip it on, Joe, because I had this one hockey game on, and it's just not going to. It's not going to end properly for me.
It's not working?
No, it's not going to go for me that way. All right, so the Heat are up 30-27. Yeah, he's 2 for 4 from three, so he's taking four. Listen, that's fine, Joe. Just keep firing away.
Thought he's a volume guy. Thought he's a volume player. No? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Carver. You know, it's this is what happens. The calm before the storm. Championship Sunday. Ham. I tell you, this could be a great, great weekend for the network, or it could be like whiskey sour. If it's the Chiefs in Washington, could be whiskey sour for everybody. You know? Just saying. Eh.
What are you saying? You don't got people around here rooting for the Chiefs?
I'm just saying there's a lot of people on the network that love the Bills. Not just talent, producers too. Well, a lot of producers all dialed in.
Yeah, I don't want to. I know everybody's everybody's an all-American around here now. I know. Everybody's an all-American.
Whoa. Now you're calling around. Joe. I'm just saying, a lot of people backing the Bills.
Here's what you need to understand. Okay? I know what you're trying to do. Trying to get me all riled up because everybody's on the Bills.
I'm not trying to get you all riled up.
You're trying to get me all flustered. Oh, everybody's on them. Everybody. Must too easy. Everybody's on the Bills. Everybody likes the Bills. Joe, the reason why everyone's like, there's a lot of people who will legitimately look at this game and legitimately cap this game and legitimately look, and they're going to like the Bills for legitimate reasons. Then there's an extremely large portion of people this week who know nothing about liking this, liking that. They're rooting for the Bills because they hate the other team. They don't want to see the other team in it again. And that's that's the cross that the longtime Bill fan has to bear this week, and they have to carry it, and they have to accept it, and they have to take everybody through the promised land on Sunday night and be done with these guys so that you don't have to spend another 2 weeks with them and another Super Bowl with them. The Bill fan has to carry a lot of extra baggage this week because everyone else is getting on board because they don't want to see them again in this Super Bowl. Nobody wants to spend 2 weeks of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and the girlfriend pop star and Andy Reid, the cheeseburger commercials and all this other. Nobody wants it, Joe. Everybody's had enough. If you're a Chiefs fan, of course you love it. You're looking to do something historic. Three in a row. No one's ever did it. Brady didn't do it. Three in a row would be unbelievable. But everyone else, Joe, cappers or otherwise, just regular Joe fans and everyone, they want the Bills to win because they are sick and tired of seeing that. They don't want it anymore. So you're going to have to deal with it.
I might have to let you down. I think I might have to play Darth Vader this weekend.
Go ahead. I mean, it's the same thing I was saying to you before. The same role that you're going to play with the Syndicate guys on Sunday, you're going to try play with me on here. You're going to try do it the other way. So it's going to, you look at it as, I'm not going to sit here and just sit and think you're going to win. Now it also shows me, you sit here every night and talk about how, you root for this or that. I would, you leave those guys on the side of the road with the Eagles. It is what it is. I would have thought there would have been a little bit more, partnership with me, and you would have a little bit more understanding with me, someone who's never seen their team win. Those guys have seen that team win in their lifetime, very recently, I might add. So, needling them and giving them the business, I can completely get. I'm here with you in the trenches every night, and I've never seen that team win. The whole fan base has never seen the team win, ever. It would be an unbelievable story for this city to finally, finally have some light. And you want to come play, Donovan? Go ahead. I fully expected it, Joe. I knew what you were going to do. I knew last week you were going to do it. I knew this week you were going to do it. And I'm perfectly fine with it.
Oh, last week I was on the Bills. I don't know what you're talking about. I was on your side.
I knew last week you were going to be, if it was Bills Chiefs, you weren't going to be on the Bills. I knew last week. I knew where you're going. I know already what you're up to before it even happened. So I already know. It's all right.
Really?
I say to you all the time, I got nothing to be worried about. I've watched them lose these games my entire life.
Yeah, but if they get smashed in this game,
they're not going to get smashed. If they lose, it's going to be another heartache is what it's going to be.
They're not getting smashed. Wouldn't shock me if the Chiefs win by double digits.
That's just you trying to grind. That's all that it is. You know it's not true. You're just going to try to grind. See, it'll work with those guys. You know, you can needle those guys because you actually have the role of the spunky underdog you're rooting for against those guys. The Jaden Daniels and Washington, the spunky underdog. You don't have that in this one. You're with the team that everybody hates now. You're with the team that nobody wants to see win. So you're not going to be able to play the same role over here as you're going to try to play with those guys on Sunday.
I'm Darth Vader.
You're not going to be able to do
it. I'll go with the Walrus.
It's different.
I'll back the Walrus. I got the best quarterback ever. I got the best quarterback ever. I got Pat Mahomes. Guy never loses. I got a team in the Chiefs. They never lose at home, man.
Yeah, well, he's losing this week.
I don't know about
that. That simple.
I don't know.
He's losing this week.
Watch your mouth.
Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us. What, Joe?
Now, this hero now, he takes two threes and he misses. This is what happens when the guy doesn't shoot consistent. He took off the whole first quarter, and he comes back now in the second quarter. Now we say he's cold as ice. 2 of 8 from the field and 2 of 6 from three. I mean, and this team now is down 6. He's supposed to be the best player now on this team. And Adebayo's getting bounds. He's got 6 bounds. And Hero is gutless. We got Lillard on the other side with no points. 0-5 from the field and 0-3. You got to be kidding me, man. You got to be kidding me.
Honestly, if we could just get one more from him by halftime, if he's got 3 going into the second half, we'll be fine. Just get one more before the half. The volume.
It's just frustrating.
The volume's going to be there with him.
Is the volume going to be there? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. He's already taken 5 threes. I mean, it's the start of the second quarter.
Six threes.
You tell me the volume's not there? He's shot 6 threes already. There's more than half the game left. He's going to shoot 15 threes tonight. He's got to make 5 of them. That's it.
I know.
He's got to go 33%.
You know what I like? I like when the guy comes right out of the gate in the first 3 minutes, 2 threes, continues to shoot.
You expect every bet to hit in the first quarter. See, that's the problem. If you don't have it in the first quarter, it's dead. It's not happening. That's the problem.
Oh, so let me get this straight. So Dame Lillard is going to hit 5 threes and 30 points now?
I don't know. You dug your own grave with Dame Lillard. I don't have anything to do with Dame Lillard. He's a hump. I don't know why you got involved. And let me just tell you something. What do you need? 5 from him? Same thing. How much time's left in the second quarter?
7 minutes.
Tell me he can't have 1 or 2 threes by halftime?
I don't know. The guy's got no
possible.
Points. I mean, him and Torian Prince. All right. Okay. So, it's possible.
If he needs the full 5 at halftime, yeah, you're probably in trouble. If he gets you 1 or 2 before the half, you're still alive with it.
Man, maybe. All right.
Now. You can never let the whole 48 minutes get played. It's now.
Trying to say I'm a glutton. That's what it is.
You're being
just
a pig.
Just call it what it is.
You're being a pig.
I like to be a pig sometimes. You know what? I stick my neck out on the line a lot, all right? I get bashed by a lot of people, and I step up, all right? And when I lose, I lose. And when I win, I win. You hear it first. I said it. Not me, you. I say it, right?
Yeah.
So I like to be right. And tonight, this hero's letting us down, all right?
Sure. He ain't letting me down. He's going to have 5 threes tonight. Okay.
For all the people that rolled the crypto on earlier in the week, and I saw you and Donnie. Donnie says, crypto plays never make it to the public. But when they do, Donnie, they hit. All right? I'm talking to you, DRS. Yeah. Syndicate crew, you and K-Dubs, We'll have our talk on Sunday. Make a bulletin board material. As far as Carver, my partner in crime, I love this kid. I love you, but I'm going against you on Sunday, probably, with the Chiefs. But I'll back Kincaid and I'll back...
Not probably. All right? You're either in or you're out. I don't need this probably garbage.
I need to break it down a little bit more. I need some more intel. No, I'm not out. I love Josh Allen. I can't bet with my heart. I got to...
No. No. You want to go and root for those pigs? You go root for them.
Talking about the best ever, him and the GOAT, Tom Brady. I mean, come on. All Mahomes does is win. What?
Nobody needs any more of that. Nobody needs any more of that. Nobody does.
I tell you what.
Nobody needs it, John.
I'll do that. If the Bills win, I'll do. You want me to do Bills Mafia on one of the folding tables? I'll do that.
No, everybody's doing that. Everybody's doing that zany radio bit. Everybody's doing that. This one's jumping through tables. That one's jumping through tables. Everybody got jumped through table. That all you think that everybody does on there? Just jumps through tables. That's it. You and everybody else. Yeah, I know there are a lot of knuckleheads up there. You think that that's what it's all about? Just jumping through tables. That's it.
Oh, what are you trying to say? It's a storied history. Let me guess. Right.
Let me just tell you something.
Joe Cribbs.
Good, hardworking, blue-collar town there. Good, hardworking, blue-collar town, which I thought somebody like you, who claims to be a man of the people, would have more respect for. I thought you'd have more respect for a good, hardworking, blue-collar town. But you don't. It's all about busting skulls. That's it. Just busting tables and breaking skulls. That's it. It's all you care about.
Is that all it is for you?
That's for you, it is.
I couldn't stand Jim Kelly. He broke my heart, him and Andre Reed, multiple times. Joe Ferguson, Joe Cribbs, how about that? Back in the day, I grew up with them. Joe Ferguson, Joe Cribbs. Huh?
A little bit before my time.
I'm older than you. What could I say? That's my time. That's when they came out with those zany red helmets back in the day. You know? When they had the old school unis.
Late 80s with Kelly and Thurman and the crew. That's when it started for me.
And they ripped my heart out that year. They ripped my year after year after year with Brian Cox and giving the finger to everybody and going up into Buffalo with Lewis Oliver and all the and just seeing, you know, Kenneth Davis and Andre Reed and Eric Molds just crush us each and every day. I couldn't take it. I hate, deep down, but I like Josh Allen. I like James Cook. I like play. I like you.
Because Josh Allen's likable. He's a likable guy.
And I'll be wrong. He was the one quarterback I got dead wrong. I thought coming out of Wyoming, he would struggle. You know what? He proved me wrong. I'm not afraid to admit it.
I mean,
I'll just say this.
He proved everybody wrong.
But where did Mahomes go?
Everybody.
Red Raiders, baby. Red Raiders.
Everybody.
Red Raiders.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here on the grid, several things going on. Hawks have made a little comeback here. 96-91, Raptors lead them early in the fourth. In ATL, man, the Blazers, man, they have been playing good ball. They smashed the Heat the other night. Now they're destroying the Magic. Jeez. Thunder up 2 on the Mavericks. Don't you have something in that game?
I do. I have Dort. I don't know. What's going on with Dort?
Dort's got 2 threes.
Oh, all right, well, it's not updating. FanDuel stops updating when the game comes on for some reason. I need 15 from PJ Washington. He's got 12. All right. All right, so Dort is in the door, right? Dort's in the door.
You needed 2?
Yeah.
He's got 2 threes. Yeah. He's in the barn.
All right, so now it's all on Malik Monk tonight. 4 threes.
All right, I mean, this hero, 2 for 6 still.
See? And now he's upsetting you. I told you,
I told you, if he just gets one more, there's 4 minutes left in a half. Just get one more.
Just get one more.
This Fox just never scores these... anymore either. Enough of this Fox on Sacramento. He stinks.
The problem is,
it's not his fault. The thing with Fox is that now that the Kings have DeRozan, DeRozan can be a pig a lot of nights, and DeRozan scores a lot of points. So that takes away from Fox being a pig.
This Gary Trent, all of a sudden, this Gary Trent wants to make a name for himself. Gary Trent added 11 minutes, 15 points, 5 of 5 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3-point land. I mean, really, Gary Trent?
You need Denver to extend here, Joe. Extend. 53-50, they're up.
Hey, Dame Time with a three.
What'd I say to you?
Can we get this hero? Can we get this hero? Where is hero? Come on, Denver. Hang in there. They're up two. Hang in there, Denver. Denver. Denver strong. Hang in there, Denver.
Anteaters start at 10 o'clock east.
Don't they sound blue collar? Denver. Who'd you bet tonight? Denver. Who'd you take? Denver. Yeah, that's it. The crash. Down. They're up one. Don't let go of the rope. Hang in there, man. Hang in there.
Oilers take a early 1-0 lead over the Canucks.
What happened to this Knights, McDavid? What happened to this McDavid?
He got suspended for 3 games. He cleaned this guy out and Garland out on the Canucks last Saturday. Cross-check.
Well, that's good. All right. I mean, Rubin's racing. I mean, was it really legit?
NHL shows you they don't. You know, there's no tolerance here. They even suspend their stars, Joe.
Check anymore? Why not? Is it like the blind side blocking in football? I think we should go back to that.
I mean, cross check. You're not allowed to cross check. Period. Cross check's usually a 2-minute minor. Let's say you cross check a guy in the back, or you cross check him. When you cross check a guy in the face, Joe. It usually ends up with some harsher penalty. So.
Well, did he go high or did the guy duck? I mean, sometimes it's not his doing.
He deserved what he got. He deserved what he got.
All right. So. I mean, listen, sometimes
it's
okay.
They'll survive for 3 games with the Dreisaitl and Hyman and all these other guys.
And then he'll come back. He'll get 4 goals when we bet on Dreisaitl and Hyman. And then when we bet on McDavid, then it'll be Hyman for 3 and Dreisaitl for 2 assists. It's just, I hate that team. I can't stand them.
Honestly,
they're like the Chiefs in football, where you never know who's going to get the ball. That's exactly how the Oilers are. You think it's McDavid, you bet McDavid, you get nothing. Then it's Dreisaitl and Hyman. You take a shot, you bet Hyman and Dreisaitl. McDavid's a pig, he gets 4 goals. Just never goes out. Is this hero going to shoot a 3-pointer?
He just came in the game. Hero
fresh?
Just came in the game.
Does he look fresh? Does he look hydrated?
I hope so. And meanwhile, you're screaming and yelling about Lillard. I mean, talk about volume. Guy shot 6 threes so far in the first half. I mean,
He's got 5 points. He's 1 of 6.
But I mean, it's not like he's sitting around. He's even him up there, Joe. He's not falling. He's getting the volume. Carver and Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, I sent this to you earlier, and I know you're very, the college football season, when it leaves, you're always looking forward to next year. Is this the earliest they ever announced that opening weekend, those Sunday and Monday night primetime games? Is this the earliest they've ever announced?
Clemson, LSU.
It's a great slate, but you know how they have the Sunday night and the Monday night Labor Day standalones?
Yeah.
They announced those today.
All right, what are they?
Those. You didn't. I mean, I sent you one. It shows you how little you pay attention to
the
stuff I sent
you. Season's over.
So
I'm totally depressed.
So Sunday night, Labor Day weekend, standalone. Notre Dame, Miami at Hard Rock. That's the Sunday night game. Standalone. That's a good standalone game. That's a good standalone.
It is. Carson Beck versus national champion runner-up.
National brands. Like, that's the same slot that obviously LSU and USC were in last year, that Sunday night slot. It's a great slot to start the big weekend.
What's the Monday night game?
Monday night. Bad game. Bad game.
Yeah, let me hear it.
There's only one reason why it's on.
What is
ECU
it?
ECU North Carolina.
That's the Monday game?
Monday night, standalone, Labor Day.
You couldn't make that LSU Clemson? You gotta be kidding me.
Gotta get Bill in there. Belichick, first game.
Against TCU with Sonny Dykes?
Bad game for a Monday night, Labor Day night opener.
You gotta be kidding me.
I think it's, and they've had some bad ones lately, like the Duke Clemson and a couple of, they've had some bad games on that opening Monday night. What was last year was bad too. Florida State, Boston College was bad. That was a pretty bad game last year. It was. Who did Florida State lose to last year on the
Georgia Tech and Boston College?
So it was, no, but they lost to Georgia Tech in Ireland, right?
And then
and they came home that Monday night, Labor Day, they lost to BC, right?
Yeah.
That was a bad Monday night game, too.
Yeah.
Bill in prime time, Monday night, North Carolina, TCU. That bothers you. I knew it would bother you. North, that they put that game there. You know that North Carolina is going to get more gas now because he's the coach, but. That's too much gas for Joe. Joe didn't want that. He loves that Monday night, Labor Day night game. Bad game.
Yep.
Bad game. I mean, TCU's not great. I mean, I know they were in the title a couple of years ago, but they're a long way from that. And that game's in North Carolina, by the way, Joe. That's at Chapel Hill, that game. For TCU and them.
That's just... The slate is great, though. The slate
it's
is
a great. It's a great slate. In fact, I have
on Saturdays. On Saturday, the schedule on that Saturday is phenomenal.
Texas, Ohio State.
Alabama, Florida State. Auburn, Baylor. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
they got Alabama -8.5 against Florida State. Right now.
No Milroe. Ty Simpson. Castellanos, quarterback for Florida State. Tennessee-Syracuse is a great game. Now, Tennessee opened with Syracuse in 1998, the year they won the national championship. T. Martin laid 1.5 against Donovan McNabb. That game went right down to the wire with the pass interference call on 4th and 10. They gave it to him. It was a 50-50 call. The kid did go through his back. I think it was on Peerless Price. And Jamal Lewis, and they got into field goal range, and they kicked it. I was in Manasquan, New Jersey, sleeping on a table in a hotel room. We had eight guys in one room, two beds, slept on the table and in the bathtub. Where are you gonna go?
I don't like the Ireland game either, by the way.
What's the Ireland game?
Kansas State, Iowa State.
Mm.
You know what it is? It's not like I don't like the game. I like it, it's too good of a rivalry to go and put in a neutral field on the other side of the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like Florida State, Georgia Tech. You could play that game in Ireland. I don't, Who cares? If I'm an Iowa State or a Kansas State fan, I don't know who was supposed to have the home game this year. I'd have to actually do some digging and look. Who was home this year, Joe? Who was home this year in the Kansas State-Iowa State game?
I think
it was
Iowa
in Ames,
State
wasn't was... it? I think the game was in Ames.
Yeah.
So they were that game should have been in the Little Apple. It's too good of a rivalry to go and play there. Like when Notre Dame plays Navy there, whatever. Play, have a non-traditional rivalry in the Ireland game. I don't think you need to have, who is Nebraska supposed to, Nebraska Northwestern, right? Like that's also like, who cares about someone losing a home game? You don't want to lose a home game in a real good rivalry. Like Kansas State and Iowa State is.
Especially overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Empty netter for the Bruins. I'm furious now because I tried to play the Bruins.
This hero. 2 of 7, Carver. 2 of 7 from three.
All right. And Lillard's got two now. So you Lillard's cried about two. Lillard.
Good.
So now you need them both to hit three in the second half.
Yeah, but I need Lillard for 16 points.
He's got 14 points. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Could
you only need him to score 16 points?
Only. This guy took how many shots tonight? 11. He's 4 of 11 from the field. You're making it sound like it's Glenn Rice out there.
16 points. What was the price on that? Minus 1,500? What did you get him from for 16 points?
What do you mean 16 points? I said he's 4 of 11 from the field.
You told me you needed him for 16 points.
Yeah, 16 more. 16. Yeah, I know. They're up 16. Let's see. Last time, they always love pulling their starters. If this
can we worry more
can
about,
hit a three.
Can we worry more about Hero?
Could we? What do you want me to do? You want me to coach him up like Tony
Robbins?
What do you want? You want me to coach him up? I'll make a phone call to the locker room right now. What do you want to do with this guy? Guy dresses like a clown anyway. Maybe we should start there, and then all of a sudden he can maybe be hit a three. Guy's
right,
completely...
Fox had 7 in the first quarter. Good finish for him, all right? Good finish. He's got 7.
Hang in there, Denver. Hang in there, Denver. Up two. Hang in there.
We can't have overtime.
You always got to root overtime. You know, you're like my kryptonite.
I said you can't have overtime.
Throw it out into the universe? Why even throw it out there?
Because it needs to be said. It needs to be brought up. It's part of the equation.
I know there's overtime in the equation. You make it sound like it's my first bet.
You want to jump on Illinois Live? They're down 7 against Maryland at home.
No. Let's take the total.
Total? What do you want to do with the total?
Over.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here. On the grid. All right, Joe. So I want to give you a couple. I don't think we'll have time to do these tomorrow night. Some of these specials for this weekend. So these are the special. We do these sometimes when we have time. I mean, we didn't get to do it a lot this year because we weren't really together much. But go to this right on. You know where they are, Joe. Weekly specials.
All right, what do you want to do?
Well, let's see if there's anything we like. Let's go first with the featured. Each team to score 2 rushing touchdowns in both games, 90-1.
Where do you see that?
All the way at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm looking at where though. I'm on the mobile.
I'm on the mobile too.
So I'm on the weekly specials.
You see Championship Sunday specials?
Yeah, featured.
Featured. Show all.
Oh, each team to score 2 rushing touchdowns in both games. 90-1.
In theory, it's, you know, you have it, you're specific. You actually are looking for this, but you went to the player with the 4 quarterbacks, which made it a billion. A bajillion.
I mean, Hunter or Pacheco, Cook or Allen, or even Ty Johnson. You're telling me we can't get that? And then Daniels could get 2 and Hurts could get 2 and we're in the bone.
Well, again, it doesn't have to be one guy getting the 2 touchdowns, you know.
Right?
Washington could get Robinson and Daniels. Eagles could get Barkley and Hurts. Bills could get Cook and Allen. Checker on a checker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Let's see what other ones they got here. One successful two-point conversion in both games, 9-1.
That's
both
too
games.
Much. I mean, I like each team to score a rushing touchdown plus 380. I mean,
that's not bad. That's not bad, Joe. We could mess with that one.
I mean,
you like that?
Let's see. Yeah, I like that one. What else? Let's go big on some of these.
Let's go to the next one. What's the next set? You want to go big? Go to the ones. Don't they got 50 or above? That's in your
zone. All right,
why
don't we do this? This is crazy. How about this one? Any 3 of these players to score 2. Saquon, B-Rob, McLaurin. Oh, no, any 3 to score 2. Barkley, Kareem Hunt, Devontae Smith, and Zach Ertz, 300-1.
I don't like that.
No?
I'm going to tell you why. First off is you need 3 out of the 4 of them. Secondly,
no, you don't.
You need 3 out of the 4 guys.
Yeah, all right.
And they give you 2 guys from one team. That's no good. If they gave me 1 guy from each game, maybe we could, you know, but that's no good.
All right. So what do you want to do then? You know, we're dead to rights with this game. This fox.
Yeah, well.
Crazy like a fox. Hang in there, right, Denver. Hang in there. They're up 2 with 57 seconds left. Come on, Denver. Come on, Denver. Come on, Denver.
Any quarterback to get a receiving touchdown, 65-1.
How about an offensive lineman or somebody like that to score?
Offensive lineman to score a touchdown, 31-1.
I feel like the Bills will do it.
I don't think so. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels to combine for 5 rushing touchdowns. 28-1.
Say that one more time.
Probably. Hurts, Allen, and Daniels combine for 5 rushing touchdowns. See, the math is probably awful on this at 28-1 because if you put, stay with me, Joe. I'm going to do the 2-2-1. Because it's like I said to you last night, I don't think Daniels will get 2 in a game. So if you did Hurts 2, Daniels 1, and then Allen 2, What I say the other one thing was 28. Yeah, this gets over 100. 103-1. If you did it now, that's doing it exact, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what other combo? Obviously, Daniels 2, Hurts 2, Allen 1. Allen 2, Daniels 2, Hurts 1. Somebody could get 3. You have all those other combinations, which is what knocks it down to 28.
We're going to have to come up with something tomorrow. We're going to have to come up with something.
All right, let me see what other ones they got here. Where's that one I just saw? Okay, there it is. Any player to have 200 receiving yards, 28-1.
I like that too. I like that.
Deami Brown, 200 receiving yards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. This Denver game, Joe. Talk about
who won
down to the wire.
Who's got it?
Denver fouled him with 7 seconds left.
Yeah.
This kid, McBride, made the first free throw. Oh, no. He missed the first free throw, made the second free throw, so it's now tied. At 68, and there's 7 seconds left. I guess Denver called timeout. They've got the ball.
Oh, my God. I need Denver. Come on, Denver. Come on, Denver. Hang in there, Denver. This crew is gutty. They're 0-6 in the summit. Hang in there, Pioneers. I told you they'd be live tonight. I told you.
Kid couldn't make both free throws. I mean, honestly, couldn't make both. No, he already missed one, and he made one.
Both. They made both. They're up two. They made both. They're up two. 3 seconds left. Come on, Denver. Come on, yes. Denver. I got it on the app. They're up 70-60. On the app, I am. Can't tell you
who's
what
up.
The hell
Denver.
Is.
Denver's
Denver,
up two.
73 seconds left.
Okay, mine's
come on,
way
Denver.
Behind. I have 7 seconds left at 68-68.
Possession, Oral Roberts, 3 seconds. Nowhere. Amoeba, nowhere.
Just end the game. Either hit a three to win it or miss the shot.
There's not enough time. What is this, Leitner? What is this, Leitner?
What are you talking
ended,
about?
Denver.
There's not enough time. You
not
don't watch
time.
These college games?
They got to go to the length of the court. This isn't half good. They ain't getting it in possession here. Come on, Denver. Just don't foul. No mas. Don't foul. Hang in there, Denver.
All right.
Come on, you
we
deserve
need,
it.
By
wire
the way, did you
wire.
See? Did you see? You probably didn't see the play. How Lillard got the second three to end the half?
No.
I guess Miami like threw the ball away with like a second left in the out of bounds off of an inbound, and they just passed it to Lillard, and he bagged a three right at the horn so he got the second three, the last shot of the half.
Unbelievable.
We need Hero, man. We need Hero to get going.
I don't understand how the guy comes right, shot out of a cannon with two threes in the first 3 minutes, and now they're down 15. Is he going to shoot in this? Come on, Denver, end this game. What is going on with this game?
This Fox is no... I don't know. I was trying to follow it, and it got way too confusing for me.
2 seconds left. Did they foul him? I hope they have fouls to give. End of two. ESPN has it up. Denver.
There you go, Joe. Denver. Look at you. Can we get the Anteaters now? Anteaters?
Yeah, could we get this hero? Could we get this hero in? And this Malik Monk again. Guy can't shoot threes. 20 points last night. No threes. I mean, what are we doing here with this team?
Joe, I kind of like Washington State later against Santa Clara, too.
You're going to get me involved in all these games, Carver. How about we
Washington
just get Fox
State
for 30? Could Fox give us 30?
He's given us nothing. He still has seven.
Team's getting smashed tonight. I mean, you don't think this guy's going to step up at all? I mean, nobody's
still sitting on 7 points with 5 minutes left in the first half. He's it's over.
What do you think we need to get 30?
Hero comes 12? Out, misses a couple threes already in the second half. Hey, Hero. Meanwhile, this Duncan Robinson's got three threes.
Just never fails. When it's Robinson, you bet Hero. When you bet Robinson, Hero nails seven threes. We're always a dollar late and a penny short. Or is it a penny short and a dollar late? I don't know.
Day late and a dollar short, Joe.
Day late and
All right.
dollar short.
I'll see you tomorrow where we're going to have blowout preview. Both games, picks, SGPs,
Walrus.
Touchdown.
The Walrus.
The whole deal. Great job by Matias. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Pass these late night basketball tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.